Could the hecklers put a woman in the Oval Office? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. People are still analyzing Hillary Clinton's win in New Hampshire. Was it the emotion she showed Monday when a woman asked her, "How do you do it?" Was it her new, more open campaign approach? Local reporters in New York say she hardly ever answers questions, but in New Hampshire, I saw her take questions for more than 90 minutes, even as people drifted away. But I'm beginning to think that it wasn't any of that. I don't think it was anything that she did. I think it's the way she's been treated by the men who sit in judgment of her. At the debate last Saturday, she was smiling when she answered that question about why voters didn't find her likable. But the fact is that she was the only candidate even asked such a question. On Monday, she had her Oprah moment, sitting among a group of women. And the next day, talk radio, hosted by men, spent hours ridiculing her for it. Well, as we now know, her victory on Tuesday came from women, and in particular, women over 65, who went for Hillary by a 30-point margin. These are women born around 1940, the generation that started getting college degrees, only to find that their bosses still expected them to get the coffee, who were told to their face, "Well, we have to pay him more than you because he's got a family to support." Women who pretended to laugh at the jokes, even though they were seething inside. And that means that nothing would get Hillary Clinton into the White House faster than for men to continue asking, "Why aren't you likable?" For male talk show hosts to ridicule her emotions, and for male hecklers to shout things like, "Iron our shirts." Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.